Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, July 10th, 2009. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to tell you about all kinds of toys and games and stuff. So, let's get started, shall we? Let's start with movies. Last week at the box office, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen was number one again with $42.3 million. It was closely followed by Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs at $41.7 million. Public Enemies was at 25.3, The Proposal was 12.9, and The Hangover rounded out the top five at $11.3 million. New this week at the box office, you can see Bruno and I Love You, Beth Cooper, both in wide release. In limited release, there's Weather Girl, Hump Day, and Blood, The Last Vampire, the latter of which is a live-action adaptation of the anime series, which will be playing on probably next-to-no screens. Other news, Mystery Science Theater 3000 DVD box set volume 15 is out now. It includes The Robot vs. the Aztec Mummy, The Girl in Lover's Lane, Zombie Nightmare, and Racket Girls. I hear it's not very good. Don't tell anyone. Todd Glass released a new comedy album called Thin Pig this week, available exclusively, as far as I can tell, on iTunes. He also posted a hilarious viral video in which he attacks his PR company and drags them from their desks and hits bottles over their heads. Check it out on comedyisdead.blogspot.com, YouTube, and elsewhere. Very funny stuff. G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra isn't coming out till August, but there's going to be an advanced charity screening in Rhode Island. If you want information on this, you can go to... I haven't been able to find a website that actually has information on it from an official capacity, but I did post the information on 16bit.com, that's 16bit.com, and the long and short of it is, begins at 6:15 on August something? Where is it? I don't think they gave me a date. August 3rd, there we go. And it's going to be $75 for advanced tickets, which you can get by calling 401-727-5637, and I'd repeat that again, but it's a podcast, you can just go back. Yeah, and that's it for media news. Okay, toy news. G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra toys are officially on sale now. Check entertainmentearth.com or wherever it is you go for availability. This includes lots and lots and lots and lots of basic figures, number of vehicles, the large pit play set, roleplay swords, combat heroes, a number of various battling scale figures, which you know aren't going to go past Wave 1 or 2. There's also a couple of exclusive items that are starting to make the rounds, including individually carded exclusive figures at Toys R Us for Barbecue, which is a yellow repaint of the 25th anniversary figure, and Firefly, which is a slight redeco of one of the 25th anniversary figures. I haven't seen it in person yet, but it's out. Target and Kmart supposedly have a bunch of exclusives too, so does Walmart, but I haven't seen any of them yet, so who knows? The G.I. Joe 12-inch convention figure set, the Eight Legs of Danger, is being previewed now at the G.I. Joe Club website. It includes a 12-inch action team member in a quasi-futuristic outfit, plus giant spiders. The internet-shared exclusive Cobra Island box sets are up now for pre-order. These are shared online exclusives, so order yours from Entertainment Earth, please. And the Joe set... The attack on Cobra Island includes Outback, Recondo, Zap, Chuckles, Hit and Run, Wetsuit, and Freefall. The Cobra box set has Dr. Mindbender, a Range Viper, an Alley Viper, a Lamprey, a Battle Damage Bat, Night Creeper, and Strato Viper. Halo Series 5 from McFarlane Toys is now shipping. This includes Spartan Scout Deluxe Armor Pack, Team Slayer Guardian 2-Pack, Odd Pods figures, Guardian and Scout 2-Pack, and a bunch of individually packaged figures. You can find more on these on your favorite toy store website, which, of course, is entertainmentearth.com. Marvel 2010. Marvel announced last week that some comic pack figures are coming out next year, and fans' choice voting will be taking place, which means you can pick which ones may or may not come out. Three of the candidates, pictures are in circulation now, are Warpath, Multiple Man, and Lady Bullseye. Check your favorite toy sites for images. Star Trek. Rubies is doing a bunch of props and costumes for Halloween, based on the movie Next Generation and other Star Trek series. Classic uniforms, phasers, and other stuff like that are in there. Quite possibly the best highlight, though, and what I assume might interest a lot of you, is a $13 Next Generation phaser weapon, which is really a decent price for something that looks kind of like a prop from the show, and may be of similar, if not higher, quality. So we'll see how that works out, won't we? So check entertainmentearth.com for Star Trek Rubies stuff now. And if that wasn't enough plugging...
New at Entertainment Earth! Comic-Con is just around the corner. You can get all kinds of crazy signings at the Entertainment Earth booth. Todd McFarlane will be there. So will five stars from the Dexter series. Visit booth 2343 in San Diego to see Julie Benz, Jennifer Carpenter, David Zayas, James Remar, and C.S. Lee. Check our website and or booth for availability of times of signing. Also check our Twitter feed, twitter.com/endearth, for additional information on signings and when you can line up.
That's all for this week, boys and girls. Be sure to check out our other podcasts for other exciting, fun information. And, yeah, Yojo Weekend, Joe fans. If any of you guys get the pit, let me know how it turned out. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, which I plugged at twitter.com/entearth. Check out our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com, where I write about some of the things you read about wait, that doesn't make any sense. I blog about some of the things you hear about on this podcast, as well as numerous other topics that are fun and exciting, as do other members of the entertainmentearth.com staff. Check that out, and have a great weekend, everybody.